For the first time since March, Massachusetts has reported a day with no deaths from COVID-19. The data from the State Department of Public Health comes as the state continues reopening its economy while still slowing down the pandemic. Gyms could reopen next week, and school districts are hoping to bring students back in the fall. But experts worry the reopening plans could open the door for another surge, similar to spikes being seen in other states. We spoke with Dr. Nadia Abuelassam. She's an infectious disease expert and assistant professor at the Boston College Connell School of Nursing. She explained how this state's approach has been successful so far.
If you compare Massachusetts plans to other state plans, I think what you'll see is it's been a very slow plan in terms of reopening restaurants, gyms, and schools has also been on the more conservative side, especially with regard to summer camps and things of that nature. So I think the public health department has been thinking very closely about the types of activities that put individuals at increased risk, and has provided a very sort of slow-moving plan that has worked very well at reducing the number of new transmissions and also reducing the number of deaths in the state.
But what about the individual factor here? How concerned are you that people will start to relax their safety precautions and allow the virus to surge?
I definitely think this is a large concern for many epidemiologists. I think, though, that it's unreasonable to expect people to stay in a lockdown for prolonged periods of time. And so really the messaging has to come down to risk reduction and harm reduction. I think the focus should be on mask wearing, physical distancing, even when getting together, prioritizing outdoor activities, continual sanitization of surfaces, hands. Even as an epidemiologist myself, I feel myself wanting to go back to a lot of normal activities, wanting to see family, wanting to see friends. And so it's really about how to make those situations safer and to reduce the possibility of transmission in those circumstances.
Last week, the state rolled out guidelines for reopening schools in the fall, pushing hard for a return to in-person classes in the process. How realistic is that? Should schools maintain at least some remote learning, in your view?
I do believe that there is going to be a risk of returning to in-person classes, whether that's at the primary, secondary, or even at the college level. Schools really need to start thinking about the ways in which they will be enforcing symptom monitoring, testing, doing contact tracing in the event that an infection occurs. And if schools feel that they are able to do those things and still provide effective in-person instruction, then perhaps there is a way to proceed safely.
Finally, big picture, put current coronavirus events into context for us here in Massachusetts. How worried should we be here about the surge in states in the South and West?
The reality is that people are beginning to resume a bit of travel for the summer holidays. And so thinking about the ways in which cases can be imported to Massachusetts from high-risk areas is going to be really important. I would just urge people to stay vigilant about their own individual behavior. We saw a large climb in the number of new cases after Memorial Day weekend across the country. And so that may be expected as well for the July 4th holiday.
Dr. Nadia Abuelassam, infectious disease expert, assistant professor at the Boston College Connell School of Nursing, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thanks for having me.